In the year 67,440, on the planet Enos, there was a great civilization with a city in the middle of a desert continent. They had an oasis with an underground water source in the middle of the desert. This region was called Shamba. They also built pyramids that were hidden for millennia in front of Enos's two moons. Sometimes there were strange visitors from a distant star that wanted the wealth of the people of Enos. The people of Enos, the Uriel, lived over 2,000 years and waited for the day when the two moons aligned. Then one day, a great wind came and buried the Uriel under the sand. Only a few remained. Once there was a legend that the Teal would have to find a new world in which to live, that the Teal would take over their treasures and expand the Shamba in other regions of the desert. Then the Teal came to claim the Shamba and drove out the remaining Uriel from their land. The remaining Uriel looked for shelter in the desert, but could not find any. The Teal left them with nothing. The Teal people always conquered. They tried to decipher the meaning of the inscriptions on the great pyramid which the Uriel had built. None could ever find out what it meant. Even the wisest of their leaders could not find the wealth of the Shamba. Some say it was hidden in a vast chamber in the pyramid left behind. Others believe it was under the oasis. "The moons! The moons!" the old wise one Livia said as she pointed to the stars. "They will align!" "Nonsense! I've never seen them align in over 1,500 years. When will they align?" G3 doubted. Livia drew planets and moons in the sand. "We must be patient." "It will never happen." G3 rubbed his hands into the dirt to cover Livia's sand drawings. "I hear something. Quick, run into the underground," Livia whispered. But it was too late. All of a sudden, Livia, G3, and the others were surrounded. "You thought you could hide from us? You know what we want. That's why we came. Get the old wise one there," Basrath demanded. His guards pushed Livia to the ground.
"I'll never tell, and it's forbidden. You are an outsider."
"Foolish woman, you have nothing left. Your people, your home, are all gone. For the last time, tell me, or I will destroy the rest of you," Basra shouted.
"You can destroy me, but you will never get the secrets of the Shamba,"
Livia said. "Take them away. Put them all in the cage," Basra commanded. "We will take them to the Teal Festival and get rid of them. The people will really enjoy that." Basra and his guards took their large caravan into the Teal Festival grounds. The Teal people celebrated their spoils and rejoiced. Of all their victories, conquering Enos was one of the greatest of them all. One of the guards said to Basra, "I knew we would find them. Now, Basra, you will be the most honored of all Teal by the Great Council." Basra took his position to announce the start of the Great Teal Festival. "Basra, speak to us," many shouted. "Oh, great Teal, once again we have seen another great land and conquered. We will discover the great treasure and the wealth will be ours. Bring the prisoners." The few Uriel were brought onto the stage in shackles. The guards drew their weapons. "Last chance, old woman," Basra said. Just before sunset, Livia looked up at the stars and closed her eyes. "Basrath! Basrath! Basrath!" the people shouted. The winds picked up, the palm trees swayed, and there was a great earthquake as the ground shook. "What's happening?" the Teal people shouted. Then Livia opened her eyes and she looked at Basrath.
"You shall not live to see another day, you and your people."
Livia pointed her finger, and the platform split, separating them from Basra. As the Tia people ran, swirls of the desert sands surrounded them and they vanished. The Tia were gone forever.
Livia, I can't believe it. It's happening, just as you said, G3 shouted.
The two moons aligned. The great tall pyramid shifted, and the other pyramids reemerged in splendor. A bright light appeared across the Shamba, and the Uriel reappeared from a temporal vortex.
Our great people are restored. The Shamba lives again,
Livia proclaimed.
Get ready for liftoff. The journey continues when you shop our exclusive merchandise store. Explore the cosmos in your very own t-shirt, mugs, and more. Sport your gear while listening to the Journey Beyond the Unknown podcast.